From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Va pensiero, go thoughts on wings of gold, the chorus of the Hebrew slaves from an Italian language opera based on episodes from the Old Testament, a melody which to this day has audiences both applauding and crying. The opera is Nabucco. The Old Testament episodes are told in the Book of Daniel, and the composer is Giuseppe Verdi. Nabucco was Verdi's third opera. It was conceived and written in despair. Its triumph ended the worst period of the young composer's life and made him internationally famous. Nabucco is the opera that made Verdi, Verdi. In 1836, Giuseppe Verdi, then 23, married Margarita Barezzi. The young woman was well-born and lovely, and she was the daughter of Verdi's patron. Two children were born, a daughter Virginia and a son Icilio. Within 2 years, mother and children were all dead from cholera, thus the despair in which we find Giuseppe Verdi in 1841. By this time, he had produced two operas. Oberto enjoyed a good success, nothing earth-shattering, but critics and public wanted to hear more. The second was Un Giorno di Regno, which is most easily translated as King for a Day. This comedy was premiered after the death of Margarita and was a fiasco. People walked out. The composer could hear the boos and catcalls back in his lodging, where he was living alone, no wife and no children. He still owed his publishers one opera. Grief or not, a contract is a contract. A libretto by Temistocle Solera was provided. Lots of war and anger and death from the Old Testament should have been perfect for a young man so gloomy. Verdi said many years later that was only the text for Va Pensiero, a song of hope, that encouraged him to write the opera. Well, that on a contract and threats of litigation. The powerful score he produced for Nabucco should have scared any attorney. The opera is called Nabucco because that was the easiest Italian language form of Nebuchadnezzar. And in whatever language, who wants to go around singing Nebuchadnezzar? In ancient Babylon, we have Nabucco, the king who was attacking Jerusalem. This doesn't go down well with the people of Judea. The prophet Zechariah is holding a hostage, Nabucco's daughter, Fenena. She's loved by Ismaele, the nephew of the king of Jerusalem, thus her father's enemy, so Ismaele is no help to Fenena at all. Who is really no help is Abigaile, who also loves Ismaele. He's probably Verdi's least interesting tenor role, but he can get girls. Abigaile is described as a warrior, an Amazon, and a soprano. Her role is Treacherous. Loud, louder, loudest. Lots of coloratura and a fair amount of shouting. She is not a happy girl. Abigail is also a daughter of Nabucco, but nobody knows that yet. Look, this is an Italian opera based on the Old Testament where a lot happens, to music no less, so some details are going to get lost. I can tell you that Nabucco himself isn't satisfied at being king and declares himself God, the God. For which the heavens open up in thunder and lightning, and Nabucco goes mad. There's a whole King Lear kind of thing going on as Abigail dominates the old and weakening Nabucco. Here's some trivia. Verdi's first prima donna, who created the role of Abigail, was a diva named Giuseppina Streponi. She was enjoying a good career and a strenuous private life. By the time Nabucco went into rehearsal, the good lady's voice was a ruin. So people think Verdi wrote whatever he wanted for Abigail because who could sing it anyway? Abigail steals Nabucco's crown and plots to kill Fenena. The kindly young woman is old Nabucco's daughter and Abigail's sister. Fenina prays as she nears execution. Nabucco's sanity is restored. He vows to save the Jews and asks God's forgiveness, swearing to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Abigail poisons herself and asks forgiveness, and Nabucco is crowned king of Judah. A happy ending of sorts. Bad and loud girl dies. Crazy old man gets better. Nice daughter gets nice fella, even if he's an uninteresting tenor role. And that chorus. Oh, that chorus. And by the way, remember Giuseppina Strepponi, the first Abigaile? Even if she could no longer sing, Verdi loved her. She became his mistress and a decade later his wife. They remained together until she died in 1897, 4 years before Giuseppe Verdi himself. And at his funeral, the chorus of La Scala and the Milan Conservatory sang Va Pensiero. For Purdy. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101 WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.